Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for continuing to be with me. If you've been listening already, if you just tuned in, we're glad you're here. You're going to be glad you did because our good friend Joyce Weiss is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Joyce is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. And I'm looking at the cover of a magazine that has her beautiful face all over it. And I got to know, Joyce, how did you get this? How did you make this happen?
Welcome back. I'm so glad that you asked me that. Thank you. Considering we've got small business owners, listen up to this one. I always write articles, and sometimes I even have people, you know, help edit to make sure that they're really great.
Right.
And this personal excellence, I've written for them, I'd say for the last 2 or 3 years. And all of a sudden, the editor calls me up and said, Joyce, have you gone online yet to see what we did with your article? And I said, no, it was Halloween. I was getting ready. And he said, please go on. I said, wait a minute, Kenneth, I'm doing some things. He said, go on. I said, what is wrong with this guy? Without knowing it, he put without me telling him how, he went online, got a picture of me. I was a front cover. And the article that he selected was one of my favorite topics, which was Be Direct with Respect. And it cost me zero, and it goes to more than 20,000 people online.
Well, and of course, now, folks, I know why the publisher did this, because this face sells a lot of magazines, I can tell you right now. You've heard of the face that launched 1,000 ships. This face launches 1,000 magazines because Joyce is a beautiful woman, and it's just a perfect picture of you, Joyce.
Well, thank you.
And so congratulations on the good judgment of the publisher. But back to you. I mean, you got this done. Did it cost you anything? Now, Joyce, you had connections. You knew this guy. You'd written for them.
Yes.
You're a writer. The average person listening to us right now are not writers. They're not professional writers. So how do they get the same kind of PR? This is PR for you. This is, and there your name is, Joyce Weiss Consultant, and your article's inside and everything.
Yeah.
How do we convert this kind of PR opportunity into let's call it blue-collar small business?
Okay. Every single person knows someone that likes to write. I don't like to write, Jim, and I'm an author. I love to speak. I'm a trainer and developer of people. Writing is my secondary skill, and I pull out my hair every time I have to write an article, but I've now learned through networking who speaks and writes like me. So
yeah.
I will write down the idea. I have found technical writers, and if any of your listeners want to email me at joyce@joyceweiss.com, and I bet you have some too. I've got some great people. I have maybe 4 people that I use. So I put the ideas down.
Well, see, I'm too much of an egomaniac. I'm too much of an egomaniac, Joyce. I don't even want editors to touch my stuff. I'm such a control freak. I send my stuff, and they know not to touch my stuff.
Well, that's the whole point. Is you're talking to one too. It's taken me a long time to find these people that understand that.
You're right. That's hard to do.
Very hard. So the article's still my article, my ideas. They just tweak it a little.
And of course you add your finishing touches to it. But I think people would be amazed at how many times articles. When you see an article written by a CEO, ladies and gentlemen, they didn't write that article.
Absolutely.
When you see a book written by, I mean, we've done books here on the show. Now we're very selective of these. We're very careful with these.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people have wonderful stories to tell, but they're not authors. And so you'll see the book by John Johnson with Bill Smith.
Yes.
And Bill Smith wrote the book, but it's the story that John Johnson told him. And so that happens sometimes. And so yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, this is, but you know, this is a way to get your name in print, and maybe your face on a magazine is by getting somebody to tell your story.
Exactly. And then another idea, I know I sent it to you, whether it got to you by the time the show was on, I don't know. I have a brand new personal growth tool. They're little tools that are maybe 25 pages, and those did not take long to write at all. And why I suggest, to your great listeners and fans of Jim's, is to think about, and actually, if they want to go online and take a look and see how easy it is.
Hold on to that thought.
Okay,
when we come,
sure.
That's JoyceWeiss.com. We're going to talk about this some more right after these messages. Joyce Weiss is our guest. I wish you could see this magazine. Maybe her picture's on her website. It'd be worth the trip if it is. 20 till. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till, 43 after the hour, to be more specific. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Joyce Weiss, and that's JoyceWeiss.com, that's W-E-I-S-S. And Joyce, you were about to tell us about resources there, I think.
Yes. When your listeners, if they go to JoyceWeiss.com under products, they will find it's a brand new tool. I call them personal growth tools. And your listeners can create either, they can create their own. And it's such a good idea because then you can give them away to your clients, your prospects, you can sell them. Or the beauty of this kind of thing, your listeners and my clients have been doing this, they can put their logo on the cover and it's like it's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something, all they need to do is call me or email me, I could tell them more about that.
All right.
But I suggest that people get in touch with other authors in the community that they really respect and sell their products or put their logo on it. And it's the idea of just getting your name, and people are always looking for inexpensive gifts.
Are you talking about co-branding?
Could be.
I've talked about this on the show before. I think that co-branding is one of the smartest things to do. I've been co-branding now for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you can find people who are compatible with you but don't compete with you, and you can join together with those people and get, I mean, 1 + 1 = 3 when you co-brand, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I use it. It's co-branding, it's partnering, however you want to, use the word. The most important thing is that you've got to respect these people, you've got to trust them, they've got to say some of the, you know, if they have the same clients as yours, oh yes, 1 + 1 definitely = 3.
And you know, Joyce, there's another angle to this, there's another element to this. And folks, what we're talking about is a way to get your marketing, to market your brand, to get your brand distributed, to get PR that doesn't cost you anything,
mm-hmm.
or maybe very little, if anything. And there's another angle on co-branding, Joyce, that I call the Forrest Gump effect. Remember the movie Forrest Gump?
Of course.
And remember where he was, you know, when they showed him standing beside the president or the Pope or Bear Bryant or whoever, you know, he was always there. Remember that? He was like,
mm-hmm.
Kilroy, you know. Well, if you can find a way to become friends with, to become a resource for, to become a partner with, or somehow associated with somebody who has a bigger, more well-known brand than yours, and you can somehow get your brand attached to them, to some effort that they're doing, then that's a way to what, that's what I call the Forrest Gump effect. You show up where they are.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
when you're seen looking over their shoulder, then you're on the same stage you are as they are. You're now on their level.
Oh, absolutely. And it they win, you win, and I've got another idea that'll cost your listeners zero. The next time they hear a speaker, or they they read an article, and by even a well-known author, and if that article or that speech really spoke to you, you call them, you contact them. And it's just, there's a whole new relationship. For example, there was a CEO of a brand new hospital in my community. I listened to him. He talked about what they were going to be doing for employee motivation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I called him up, and some of my friends said, boy, that's nervy. You know he won't take the call. He answered the call. He didn't know me. Who am I? He personally answered the phone.
Any of your friends who were surprised that you would call him don't know you very well, Joyce.
Well, I guess they're not friends, because my friends do know me. And but why I'm mentioning this is, did he hire me? No, not yet. It'll probably take a year of meetings and making sure that I'm the right person for him.
But you started the relationship because you identified a connection.
Absolutely. And all it was is I'm a stranger to this guy now. We're having coffee. He's a CEO of a hospital. So when you listen to someone, or even one of my books, it was endorsed by Tony Robbins, who's the,
mm-hmm.
you know, the
right.
big guru in personal power. I didn't know him. I took one of his walk on the hot coals course
maybe
20 years ago. I contacted his office and asked him if he could endorse my book. He didn't know me.
Right.
My book had to go through four or five committees. Well, mm-hmm. finally they said, sure, we'd love to. That took one phone call.
Right.
So all I'm saying is, listeners, there's so many people out there that are saying your message, or as Jim was saying, somebody bigger than you are, don't be afraid to call. The worst they can do, I've got rejections. I've had people say, no, I'm not interested. I've even had a reporter hang up on me.
Well, you're not asking enough people if somebody doesn't hang up on you or tell you no. But you
That's
know
right.
the thing is one of the great ways to do what you're talking about is to, like this person you heard speak,
mm-hmm.
you know, just contact them and say, you know what, I really enjoyed what you had to say. And I admire you for what you're doing, whatever you would. And then don't say, I want to talk to you about doing business with you. Instead say, I'd like to meet with you, and I'd like to find out what I can do to help you.
Absolutely. So
that's
not
different.
A sale.
That's different from a sales call.
Oh no, we cannot. It's us small business owners. Hopefully we know better than to sound too salesy,
even though we
are selling.
Exactly. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10-10 right back with Joyce while she's helping us get our message out there without spending too much money. Stay with us.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Hi, Jim. This is Beverly Inman Ebel, author of Talk Is Not Cheap at TalkListen.com. Congratulations on the 10th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Way to go, Jim. You did not stop at dreaming. You did it.
We're back. I told you. I warned you, folks. I told you it was going to get a little obnoxious. That's Beverly Inman Ebel. Thank you, Beverly, for that nice thought. And we're heading off into celebrating our 10th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, and there's going to be more obnoxiousness like that coming up, and maybe some other stuff. So buckle your seatbelts. Next week's going to be even more fun than ever before. And I know that's hard to imagine. Joyce Weiss is our good friend. She's helping us have some fun today. We're rocking and rolling with her today. And Joyce, your website is joyceweiss.com, right?
Yes.
WEISS.com, joyceweiss.com.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for making those resources available to the audience.
Oh, absolutely. And then when they visit the site, we have free articles on team building, on communication, things that are perfect for small businesses. And matter of fact, if another suggestion for the marketing is when your listeners redo their site, and it doesn't have to be a major thing, make sure you find someone that gets you and that understands your unique selling quality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only taken me 20 years to find mine.
Yeah.
So, And now that I do, when I send people to the site, they get it.
That's really important, is to find, don't find somebody who just knows how to do a website. Takes a little time. You have to shop around and you have to look around. Or you know what else you can do? You don't have to have the person who does the website doesn't have to get you, but the person who helps you develop the website has to get you. And they have to understand the vision that you have for your company, the values that your brand, that you want your brands to stand for,
mm-hmm.
and that you have to be able to convey that to people, because if you don't define and defend your brands, which you have, whether you know it or not, if you don't define them and defend them, your competitors will, and you don't want that to happen.
Absolutely. And then people will go to your site and they won't get you. And so now it's taken me 20 years, and finally there's a three-step process. Step one, you have to use Be Direct with Respect to make sure that people are talking to each other, not rolling their eyes.
Right.
Step two, once we get that done, we've got to get that team going. What are the strengths and weaknesses? Then step three, we can now talk about how to improve morale. It's a three-step process. It's easy. People get it. They're hiring me because of it. Your listeners, you've got to do the same thing with your business.
I like what you say about Be Direct with Respect.
Yes.
Replay that for us a little bit. Remind us what that means.
Be Direct with Respect is actually a registered trademark of mine. And it's the main thing is there's got to be a win-win in every single communication for everybody. And we've got to communicate even with people we don't like, and there are a lot of, that goes on a lot in the workforce,
right. Right.
Respectfully, and you, if they don't speak to you respectfully, you have every right to say something like, I feel very frustrated when we have a conversation because nothing ever gets done, versus you're always putting me down, and then there goes, push, push, push.
Right.
So Be Direct with Respect is a very easy way. A matter of fact, I even have an online course on that.
Huh.
First thing, we're talking about rebranding. And a brand, everyone is online now, so I decided to do what the customers want. So I now have an online course that is on the product page.
Right.
And the main thing is for Be Direct with Respect is whether you're a boss, an employee, a person in a family, you better talk respectfully and
what you've done by putting it online and by making your pages, your website and your pages easily indexed by the search engines, that's a way of marketing your program.
Yes.
Or your product, whatever it is, folks. And this is something that doesn't cost a lot of money.
No.
Is to make sure that your websites are optimized for the search engine so that people in Peoria or Paris can find you.
Exactly. And you don't have to know a thing about optimization.
Yeah.
Your website provider will. But
yeah.
Then when you get somebody, you know, you've got to have that team. And like Jim and I, like, hello, it's Jim. Jim, we've been talking about partnering with people. And, yes, you have to have the person, the IT person. Then you have to have the person who really gets you to write, things down. And both of them together can figure the optimization.
Joyce, thank you for being here. Good job today. It's always a pleasure. Next time, Joyce, try to get the energy up a little for us, will you?
Okay, I drink decaf, Jim. What can I tell you?
Thanks, Joyce. I'll see you.
Thank you. Have me back anytime. Okay,
you too.
Uh-huh.
Joyce Weiss, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program has always been for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.